need no doctor. I don't need no doctor. No. Thank you very much. That's good stuff. John Mayer right there on the Mountain of Rock Q94. Hope you're having a fantastic Thursday, and it just keeps on getting better and better and better. We've got, right now on the timepiece, 7:17, your 7 o'clock hour brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Also, you're going to find them in Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home, Arkansas. With me right now, Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort, and it's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Hey, Gary, how we doing, man?
We are doing great. How are you in this beautiful Thursday morning?
Well, it's not raining, so I'm smiling. I'm jiggling a little bit, you know, in my seat because, it's fixing to warm up.
It's really fixing to warm up.
Yes, I'm telling you, just remove all clothing necessary, run around naked because it is going to get crazy hot.
I think it's mermaid season's here.
It is mermaid season.
I almost with this warm weather and the lake being where we're at with the lake, I think it is.
Yeah, I seen a chubby mermaid and tried to, you know, track her down, but I couldn't catch her. I'm too slow. So
yeah, I was gonna say good luck catching her.
Yeah, she didn't want Cheetos and wine. She wanted a cheeseburger and a Diet Coke. And I didn't have one.
Cheeseburger sounds good. The lake's getting close to full.
Yeah, it is. National Weather Service, they've been doing some work here. See if they've updated. Yeah, they have. Well, Bull Shoals 692.3. Norfolk, it's 578.8. So, yeah. It's there's still some room. We could have.
Yeah, I looked on the core site this morning. It looks like between generating and gates that are open, they're dumping about 8,900 cubic feet a second right now.
Wow. Yeah, that's.
So they're dumping. They're generating and got some gates open, and they're letting water out. But the problem they've had is it's coming in as fast as going out.
Yes.
You know, it may not be raining, but all those creeks, all that water still running down to the lake. And,
Well, all we need to do is find some of these folks, you know, that siphon gas and give them a couple, you know, hoses and say, get it out. Just siphon.
But anyway, even with the lake where it's at, even with the parking situation, fishing's generally pretty darn good.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of pictures.
Yeah. I mean, I've had people come in here. Top water bite has been really good this past week. Guys that get out there fairly early, that's where the best top water bite's been. Crappie's been decent. I haven't seen any limits, but some of the 14, 15 inch crappies, some nice crappies. And that's on mix of live bait and some jigs. So it's been a good week, and I've seen pictures of the guides, and they're hitting the stripers and the hybrids still. So and they're moving all over the place. One time they're down at the dam, and then sometimes I had guys catching them right outside of Fowd up here. So, it's all over the place.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, largemouth, they've just been killing them. I mean, they've just been, man, hammering them, tossing them, you know. I mean, that's one thing. When the lake's up, fishing that brush, it is fun. It's a lot of fun.
It is, and with the lake being up, like you just said, it's perfect conditions for top water for bass, the hybrids, the whites. They it's that time of year. The fish are moving, and as long as they're taking water off the lake, the fish are going to be moving. So the bite's been pretty good.
Yeah, the crappie. I've not been seeing a whole lot of pictures of crappie though. What are you hearing on that front?
The crappie been over brush piles, which, you know, the different levels now, but 15 to 18 feet of water. The guys that I talked to have come and got live bait. Yeah, and they've been decent size, too. They, like I said, 14, 15-inch crappie. Not, you know, maybe only 7 or 6, but no limits, but catching some nice-sized crappies. And guys say that they're happy with that. They're catching fish, and they're good size, so that's been a plus.
I've been seeing a few folks also, they've been finding some walleye out there.
Yeah. Hey, guys trolling for white bass or stripers and picking up walleye. some nice walleye, too. So I think they're laying on the points out there when they're trolling, and they're picking up a few of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, some good eating there.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you, man. And, you know, a friend of mine, they're perch people. That's all. They just go after the bluegill and the perch. And he sent me a picture. I'll send it to you, where they caught a massive stringer, a big old bluegill. I mean, juicers.
Well, it's that time of year to get out there and, boy, either some red worms or some crickets and go tear them up, because it's fun time.
Yeah, they're all about the crickets. They're all about the crickets. And of course... Because I fished with them, you got to hook it. They hook it a certain way. And I guess the bluegill, you know, they just can't take it, and they bite it, and there you go.
Yeah, I have actually cricket fished before for bluegill, and it's a blast. You get that cricket wet and let it start sinking, and at least the time I did it, we filled up a bucket in no time. It was on. It was fun. I mean, use some ultra light, and yeah, it's just a blast.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, for folks that want to know a little more, Gary, about, you know, the fishing, Lake Norfolk, or maybe they just would like to book a getaway, how can they get a hold of you and Diane?
They can give us a call, Gary, at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, a great way to get a hold of us. Leave us a message on there. And always, always our website, thebayouresort.com. And I like it when people stop in and we can talk a little bit and sometimes have a cold one if the timing's right. So I always enjoy that part of it.
Right on. Well, Gary, we appreciate you. And it's going to be a nice, sunny, hot weekend. So there should be lots of people at the lake. And we'll look forward to next week and see what we can drum up.
I'll see you when you get down here.
Right on. See you, buddy.
See ya.